Another question from the audience. Our nation is suffering from the crises of homelessness and mental illness. What are your personal beliefs regarding these crises, and how do you plan to address these issues in relationship to our city? Dominic.
Thanks. So I'm a strong proponent of the Housing First approach to homelessness, which is the idea that if you provide access to transitional supportive housing and expand the successful programs that we have in Salem, like the Community Impact Unit, the Salem Police Department, that has mental health clinicians and outreach workers, that you can wrap services around people by providing them with stable housing and the services that they need. And also, I would support the continuation of what Salem already has in a high-risk homeless task force, which is basically a task force that meets monthly to address the needs of some of our most challenging unhoused individuals. Long-term, we can't solve homelessness without talking about homes. While a dozen or so chronically homeless individuals that are most visible downtown really characterize the way we talk about this challenge, the bigger challenge are the many, many people who are quietly unhoused or on the brink of losing their housing. Far more seniors and families that are here in our community right now than we might want to admit are just one step away from catastrophe. We have, as of January, 170 unhoused students in the Salem Public Schools, an over 30% increase from this time last year. And the senior housing wait list at the Housing Authority is years long. The need is urgent. There are many root causes for homelessness: substance use disorder, mental health challenges, systemic racism, economic disparity, and job loss. But by definition, the one thing that every person struggling with homelessness has in common is a need for a home.
Thank you. Neil.
Well, homelessness is certainly a very serious issue that affects not only Salem, but communities throughout the country, and it's a relatively modern, recent phenomenon in its scale. The causes of it are complex. They're not only economic, but they have to do seriously with mental health issues, people that are struggling with substance abuse, and so it's a multifaceted problem. There's no simple solution to it. I think everybody recognizes that. But we have an obligation to the poorest. I don't mean financially poorest, but the people that are in the poorest shape in our society, to do what we can for them with existing programs, and Salem has a variety of different programs which I support, which are helpful to get people back on their feet in some way, shape, or form. And so as the mayor of the city, I will do my utmost to work with the local institutions who do provide those types of services, so that we can transition these folks back onto the first steps of a meaningful life. I'm very encouraged with some of the programs that I know about and that I have met with some of the people that are running them in terms of their success rate, which gets unpublicized. A lot of people think that the homeless population in downtown Salem is the same people all the time. It's not. A lot of those people have transitioned back to productive lives. Unfortunately, it's a growing problem, and it's not going to go away if we hide our head in the sand. We need to be proactively involved with all of the people on the nonprofit side who do so much to help these folks.
Thank you.